always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you constantly hear Republicans and conservatives talking about Democrats and supporting crime. No matter where you are, you will hear them constantly talking about the fact that it is in blue states. You know, well, you know, the governors of those states where crime is really high are always Democrats. Why don't we ever try going to Republicans for governors in those states? You hear them talk about, you know, Chicago, Milwaukee, Detroit, Cleveland, Cincinnati. They'll always talk about cities in those different states and say that the answer to all of that is if we have, Republicans, that somehow there'll be a change. It'll be different than what it is in, in the Democratic states. So I guess my guess is on the line. Is that right, Sam? All right. Good morning, Dr. Craig. How are you?
Good. How are you, Earl?
I'm doing fine. It is always good to hear your voice. This is Dr. Craig, the Executive Director of Citizen Action. So let's a lot to talk about, a lot of things going on, Dr. Craig. Where do we start?
Well, we released a big climate and jobs bill yesterday. Representative Supreme Moore Mukunde and State Senator Chris Larson at the state capitol, and that's gotten a lot of news attention, actually. So we could start there. Good way to revitalize Milwaukee.
Let's start there.
So this is something we've been working on for 10 months, it's too late to introduce a bill. In other words, the legislature has given itself a paid vacation to reelect itself.
Yeah. I mean, they don't come back until when?
Well, they may not really be back until
end of the year or something.
December, yeah. Right, if that. So they might not even come back to the following year. They may come back for a little bit. The governor tries to call them a special session, and they gavel in and out and have two people come in. So the Republicans expect all of us to be accountable, but not themselves, right?
Right.
So anyway, we want to start a conversation because the legislature is not really a deliberative body anymore. It doesn't really debate the big public concerns and the huge challenges facing Wisconsin or the opportunities. It just sort of rams through what it wants to ram through or blocks what it wants to block, a lot of Governor Evers' agenda. And so we're trying to restore, you know, a democracy here and have a serious public conversation. So what Representative Moore Mukunde and Chris Larson, the state senator, have been drafting is a bill, the first bill in the upper Midwest that would actually meet the climate targets, the international targets we have to meet by 2030 to prevent runaway climate change. And we know that's the worst threat humanity has faced. But to do it in a way that reverses all the losses that we've had during deindustrialization, the rise in economic inequality, and makes the green economy the pathway to opportunity for everyone in the state of Wisconsin, especially those who have been left behind. So it is a large jobs program because we're going to need a ton of workers to make this green transition, and it actually requires the utilities, has all of the things you would need to actually not just pay lip service to the climate issue, but address it. And so it got a lot of attention, got a fair amount of media coverage this morning. And so I'm glad that we did it. And now it's our job, partly CIS National Wisconsin and others, obviously Representative Moore Mukunde and Senator Larson, to start a public conversation all over the state about this so we can build momentum.
You know, Dr. Craig, does it frustrate you that in the face of all of the horrific things that are happening with the climate, all over this country. I mean, you look at Yellowstone National Park and the flooding, and just one thing amongst just so many horrific things. You know, the snow, the glaciers melting even more and more. I mean, you see all of these things happening, and there's still people who push back against all of those things, Dr. Craig. And unfortunately, they're almost all on the right side of the aisle. And does it frustrate you that they won't ever get this?
Very much. I mean, this is something, there's research that came out this week that children, young people across the country are feeling great depression, anxiety, because they feel like adults aren't doing what's necessary to protect the environment and not make their lives miserable if we're under runaway climate change. We've already changed the climate. In other words, you're seeing it right now, all the things you mentioned and many more, Earl. There was a research that came out this week from UW-Madison and from the DNR that says Wisconsin temperatures are now 3 degrees higher than they were in 1950. That's already happened. Meeting these climate targets would do, that is, we have to cut emissions. We haven't even started. By 2030, which is coming up, right, by almost half. It's 45% of the emissions in 2010, and we've been increasing them since 2010. That is the international climate goal every country's supposed to meet. And we're one of the worst countries as far as a rich country, but the UN Secretary General called out the whole world this week, saying that governments were not doing what they need to do. And one of the scary things in terms of equality is that the North in the world, that is the industrialized part, the predominantly white with a big Asian component, industrialized world has caused almost all of the carbon emissions that are causing this global warming. But it is going to hurt the global South, which is underdeveloped and hasn't created nearly as much of the carbon. They're going to be hurt much worse. And so this is going to be the most racially unequal catastrophe in human history. But at this point, it's not a question of whether we have a warming. We're trying to hold it to 1.5% Celsius, which is actually a bigger number in our Fahrenheit numbers in the U.S., to make it possibly manageable, though it will also cause a lot of issues and a lot of natural disasters. If we get to 3 degrees, 4 degrees, we're starting to talk about a threat potentially to human species. And that's possible right now because despite knowing this since the 1980s with scientific certainty, we haven't started. And you're right about conservatives in this country. Do you know, Earl? We kind of normalize things. We normalize things like mass incarceration, even though they don't exist anywhere else in the world or in human history, right? And they don't lead to better outcomes. We normalize that Republicans don't want to do anything about climate change and deny it. They're the only conservative party in the industrial world, in any of the other advanced democracies, that denies climate change and says we should do nothing. So they're an outlier. They're the worst of the conservative parties. All conservative parties tend to want to do less, but all the ones in Europe and Asia and the Asian democracies acknowledge climate change and think we need to do something.
You know, Dr. Craig, going back to a young lady, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, Miss Greta Thunberg, I think was her name.
Oh, yes, the right loves to villainize.
You talked about the young who are really saying, listen, it's our future, right? You guys have had your time, and now you don't want to do anything to protect our future. You would think that they would at least listen to that. And that shouldn't be Democrat or Republican. People have always historically looked out for those who came after them. You know, and yet here we are, with what's happening right now with the gas prices and the oil prices, there are people who are saying we need to drill more, we need more refineries. Never mind what the outcome of that way of thinking is going to be, Dr. Craig. They've thrown all the research out the window for right now, a stopgap measure, right?
it doesn't do anything even. In other words, if we had done this like when we should have 10 or 15 years ago, a full climate transition, we wouldn't be dependent on an oil market that can be completely dominated by Saudi Arabian dictators and by a dictator like Vladimir Putin. And that we are now because we have not started producing our own energy. Wisconsin doesn't produce itself any fossil fuel. We import it from other places, but we would be producing our own energy if we made the solar, wind, geothermal conversion that we can make right now. And we're just not doing it. And it's going to make us wealthier. It's going to benefit most people. It's just it's going to harm certain very wealthy interests that benefit from the current fossil fuel economy. So it's just amazing, this whole situation. What do you think? You know, Robin Voss actually responded to our press conference yesterday, you know, the powerful assembly speaker who is really a shill for right-wing billionaires. What do you think Robin's reaction was to this?
So we'll do it on the other side.
We can do it after the break.
Yeah. Dr. Robert Craig is on the line, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You can join us. What do you say? 844-967-2789. Tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And before we went to break, Dr. Craig, you said Robin Voss had a response to, you know, what you guys had proposed. I don't know what he could possibly say. What did he say?
I'll quote his tweet. This isn't a serious effort, and it's nothing more than pandering to the very liberal base of Wisconsin Dems, and they wonder why they can't win elections outside of Madison and Milwaukee. Well, he's correct in that they don't even acknowledge there is a climate crisis, despite all the scientific consensus. In other words, it's not serious because they won't pass it, right? There's some truth there. But the UW-Madison released some research a couple of months ago that said climate change was the number one public concern in Wisconsin. So if I was tweeting back, which is not really a productive activity, I would just say, well, this just means that your legislature doesn't represent the people, which, of course, we knew because you gerrymandered it, so you don't need the people in order to control it.
You know, Dr. Craig, in the face of that way of thinking, not just locally here in the state, but across the nation, you almost feel like you can't win this. And the worst part about it is it's absolutely essential that we do win this, right? I mean, it's life or death. And people have to look at it from that perspective. And why is it so hard to get people to see it from that perspective? Maybe it's not life and death today, but eventually that's what it's going to be.
Unfortunately, since the Republican Party has also turned against democracy, and you're seeing it in the January 6th hearings where they got all Republican testimony, but all these folks kept their mouths shut and allowed the coup to continue, right? So their positions, their careers in the Republican Party were more important to them than democracy and having a violent coup. So, I mean, we have to win elections. I mean, here's the progress, because you can get cynical. The progress is President Biden is the first president who's been serious about climate change. He did a fair amount in the bipartisan infrastructure bill. He's trying to do a lot more. He's been blocked by two corporatist U.S. senators in the Senate that have prevented us from getting to 50 votes, but he is still close to getting a $500 billion investment this summer through the budget reconciliation process. And so you have Biden, and that could help fund everything we're talking about here, both with the Moore, McCunde, and Larson bill, but also with the planning that's going on in the city and county of Milwaukee. In addition, Governor Evers is the first governor that actually signed us on to the climate target, and he released in March a clean energy plan framework, a big framework to actually figure out how to do it and to bring stakeholders together and create a whole new office to work on it. So there is progress, but it's all on the Democratic Party side. And the question is, really, we have to win elections because the public will be with us, but we have to have a democracy to win elections. In other words, it's very disturbing that it doesn't matter what the Republican legislature do, they're going to have a majority in the legislature. What kind of democracy is that?
You know, Dr. Craig, it is so frustrating and disheartening when you know that they still control, I don't know, what, 30 state houses or more? And so you're looking at all of these things that are stonewalled and we can't move forward. And what their support, and then you look, Dr. Craig, at the prospects of, you know, knowing that we have to win elections in the midterms, you know, possibly losing the House and the Senate. It's hard to be encouraged.
One way to think about it, though, is we were two additional Senate seats away from actually doing a huge, bold climate agenda that was serious. And two states, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, that we have a very good chance of flipping this year, those could be those two states if we could hold the others. Right. Now, the problem is all the election pundits on media that like to get clicks, they've made it seem like a foregone conclusion Republicans are going to win. You know, this is such a volatile economy, and the Republicans are doing so much crazy shit, and we don't know what's going to happen with the January 6th commission. We don't know what's going to happen with the economy. I mean, if inflation started dropping, it would change things a lot, and that's been beyond the president's control. Then this election does not have to be a Republican victory. Right. But I do. It does concern me that the media makes it a foregone conclusion, like we don't need to have an election because they know it's going to happen. And this is a media that believed all the polls in Wisconsin that were 8 points wrong in favor of Donald Trump, both in 2016 and in 2020. He was supposed to get killed in 2020, he almost won. He was never supposed to win in 2016, and he did. And yet we still are supposed to believe that they know who's going to win and what's inevitable.
You know, it is certainly... And the thing I love about you the most, Dr. Craig, is your optimism and never giving up, and continuing to fight the good fight and the battle. You can get discouraged because, as you stated, everywhere you read, it's the same thing. Foregone conclusion. And then from the historic perspective of it, you know, what has taken place in midterms historically. But you are right, and I was talking about this on yesterday. If people just look at all the things that Republicans have done and are against supporting that benefit and affect the average citizen in this country, you have to ask the questions, why would those people vote for the Republicans? You see that everything...
And they don't stand for anything except for division and having power. I mean, Mitch McConnell says we don't have an agenda. You'll find out. What kind of view of democracy is that?
I mean, what is that? And yet we get to a point, Dr. Craig, where, you know, we've got to make sure that people don't just give up hope because they figure it's already done, you know. And that's kind of where we are. Let's go to Tom.
We need candidates that will inspire that hope, and that's partly what we're looking for in this election, is trying to find those candidates. But go ahead, Earl. Sorry.
No, Dr. Craig, I want to go back to where those candidates come from. I mean, don't the Democrats reach out across this nation and look to find, you know, the next Raphael Warnock? You know, they exist, right? I mean, you got to find them.
We're hoping Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor, because we've endorsed him for U.S. Senate, but I understand you probably have listeners who will support other strong candidates, but we think he can inspire that hope. It's not only statewide, but among young African Americans, because he's lived their lives and can tell them with more authority what could happen if we do certain things.
Yeah, well said. Got to go to a break, Dr. Craig. Hang on, the phone lines will come to you after the break. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. What do you say? We'll be right back. Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and on the other line, Tom from LA. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people are the government. And we must never forget that, ultimately. Also, the Republicans are the party of pro-death. And third, there's going to be a big blue wave that is going to crash over people like CJ, just to let you know. I wanted to say to Dr. Craig, I absolutely agree with you, Dr. Craig. If I was playing a football game, and someone told me before the game that it was going to be 72-0 before I even play it down. to me, that's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. There hasn't been one vote. And all these people and all of, even the progressive media is out there saying, oh, it's, you know, it changes every once in a while. And all of a sudden the Republicans take back the House and the Senate. BS. You know what? We haven't even played a down yet in this game. So therefore, let's wait until people start voting. I also believe very strongly that they should not come out with the results of elections ahead of time, even when they call elections early. Because we in California, which I am from Wisconsin originally, but we in California are the last state to vote. And by then, we're the biggest state. And by then, everything is already done. There is something seriously wrong with our media, that they can say already that this election's over, and that they can say already that the Democrats are going to lose, and that they can say, you know, even before it's one vote taken. It's amazing to me. You can read the tea leaves. You can be one of the prognosticators, you know, like maybe you're, I'm trying to think of his name, the one that said that the world's going to end. Trying to think of his name. Can't remember his name. But anyway, it's like, stop it. Let's see things play out. You know, we got a woman's right to choose that's on the ballot. We got lots of things that are happening that are on the ballot. I do wish Joe Biden would speak out a little bit more against the corporations. I wish that he would, you know, say that. But anyway, that's it. I just wanted to say I agree with Dr. Craig, and that we have to keep in mind that even though everything says, all Democrats are going to get beat. BS. I don't believe that. There's people like Lucas Kuntz, who people don't even know, out of Missouri, who's making strides and I think is a very strong candidate for the Senate, and et cetera. So thank you very much,
Tom.
Earl.
Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
It is like the Green Bay Packers are down in the third quarter by two touchdowns. Let's pick a Republican traditional team like the Dallas Cowboys, and the announcers are saying, it's all over, forget it, Cowboys are going to win, right? And not even paying attention to the game. You know, the Packers, of course, are the only publicly owned NFL team, so they would definitely be a very progressive franchise. And, you know, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where the media affects the news they're covering when they do all nothing but this endless insider horse race analysis, which they're often wrong about because they were not picking Donald Trump to win in 2016, right? In fact, they had the opposite problem there. I think a lot of Democrats sat home because they assumed Hillary was going to win, right? And it was an exceptionally close election. And there's just the whole thing about democracy. Like, why should California, which has the economy bigger than most nations, be totally disenfranchised in this country? We have this structure that's a legacy structure, and that is because 13 colonies created it, we gave inordinate rights to each colony, which became states. But now in the 21st century, where we need to be able to take really bold action to address the problems we're facing, it's become a positive detriment because it creates minority rule, and it's a minority rule that wants to halt what we need to do to survive and prosper in the 21st century. So, but then they have to add more disenfranchisement, and upon that, we have to add to that that we're going to pack the U.S. Supreme Court. It's already been packed. They yell about court packing. They packed it illegitimately, and their unelected justices, without any change in conditions, are completely reversing a long precedent. If you look at Brown versus Board of Education, which overturned Plessy versus Ferguson, separate but equal, Earl, that was a 9-0 decision. They even got the Southern justices to go along, and they also gave a whole lot of evidence of why it hadn't worked and how the situation had changed. And none of that's happening. They're just saying, oh, we got new judges. We're going to change the law. We're going to pretend we're impartially interpreting the law and that we aren't just politicians in robes with lifetime appointments with no accountability.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is... You just constantly hear the lies that are nonstop on the right, and you've been around a little while, and these people have that they have no souls, and even though you know you watch Fox News and you listen to that stuff, and you see that this is a group of people who refuse to even talk about the January 6th panel. I mean, they just won't even have a conversation about it. Their whole day is about something other than that. And you just say, well, how can people buy into that? Right? I mean, you would think that the average person would say, and an intelligent person would say, why is the rest of the nation focused on that? But here's a network that won't spend one millisecond talking about it for the most part. And yet people buy into those kinds of things. And that's the fear, I think, Dr. Craig, that I have, is that something that should be common sense. Like, why wouldn't people want to know what the truth is? And yet you still got all of these people who continue to fall prey. Because in essence, that's what they really are. They're nothing more than prey to those people on the right and what they're doing and destroying this nation. Huh?
They know the truth and facts on their side. And so they lie about them or simply don't talk about them. It's been said, it was said at the time that there was a Fox News in during the Nixon era, Nixon wouldn't have had to leave office, right? So think about that. Would that have been good for the country? And Fox News, I mean, they, the only major network, didn't show the first primetime hearing, the January 6th committee hearing. And they had the on the corner of the screen, kind of, you could see the hearing room. When they started playing video that might show some facts,
they turned the camera angle down so the public couldn't see it, and the sound was turned down too.
So they didn't want them to see the video screen if they talked over it. I try to check what Tucker Carlson's counter programming is, and his counter programming is stuff like liberals have a conspiracy to sexualize our children.
Yeah.
And that gets people all revved up, and it's gross, and it's also a lie, and you wonder why Tucker Carlson is so, and his crew can even think of such a thing. I mean, what kind of mind? You wonder who actually wants to sexualize children when you hear that kind of shit.
You know, Dr. Craig, I thought Bill O'Reilly was bad. But, you know, now you see Tucker Carlson, and Bill O'Reilly was at least a sanitized kind of guy compared to the guy that they put in his place.
And we barely ever talk about Sean Hannity.
Oh.
Because Tucker is so much worse.
Yes.
I've been on the Sean Hannity show twice, so I know the deal, but he's an old school bully.
Yeah.
I mean, he actually, if you get him yelling at you and you have to respond, he actually makes something cogent you can respond to when you're being browbeaten. And Tucker Carlson, God knows what he's going to come up with. It's just complete disinformation. It's psychological mind control. But there's this really scary study they did where they paid a bunch of Fox News viewers not to just watch Fox, but also to watch CNN. And they track their attitudes, and their attitudes change. Once they heard other stories and facts, their attitudes changed. But when the subsidy ended, they all went back to Fox. In other words, they don't want to hear the facts. What Fox is doing is providing a reality they would like to believe.
So
there's no persuading that group. They want to have their heads in the sand.
Well, Doc, we've got one of them on the line, CJ, quickly.
Hi, Earl.
Yeah, hi. Go ahead, quickly.
Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate your time, but you're stating misfacts yourself. Fox News did cover January 6th on their other channels, but Fox has been number one for 25 years and still growing because they have both sides of an issue. And I'm going to give you one example. You just said indoctrinating our children on sexual attitudes. Your party is the one that said, called the Florida bill, don't say gay bill. What is the real name of that bill, Doctor?
Well, I don't follow Florida politics very closely, but I said that's a classic Fox News tactic to think that whether I know the name of that bill has any meaning in this discussion, because no legitimate media critic thinks Fox News provides facts or both sides. That's just propaganda on your part. You really believe that?
They're number one because of that reason, and that's why I
welcome
them. You don't have a.
They're number one because they're what a certain part of our country wants to watch, not because they provide facts.
Let me give you an example. The real name of that bill was called the Parental Rights in Education Bill. We didn't want our kids taught sexual gender and orientation things between kindergarten and third grade. That's it.
Who
orientation
teaches that?
Thing. You mean a consistent
schools.
Part of human society. Well, why not? Little kids find out that their playmate has two parents who are both women, and they don't know what it means. They can't find out in school. I mean, what kind of fascist
kindergarten through
this?
Third grade?
Hey, hold on, CJ.
Hold on,
Dr. Craig. Hold on, got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. Right, Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line, and CJ. So, Dr. Craig, CJ is a prime example of what worries me long-term in this society. You hear his responses to things that really just make no sense whatsoever, but yet he's willing to debate and argue the point, ad infinitum.
Right. It's a lie that our schools are teaching a bunch of inappropriate sexual content to young kids. Okay, that's just a smear. And in fact, having a bill with the title CJ said is just a way to convince people and make them fearful that it is. But let's face it, there are gay people, a lot of gay people in the world, and thank God, because we've had social evolution and social movements that got us over the prejudices the conservative movement's trying to hold us in, the dark ages views. People have come out of the closet. Look, Earl, I'm a gay man. I have nephews. I'm glad my nephews, when they were little, learned that there was such a thing as gay people. So it wasn't just all on the family, right? I mean, if we're going to teach them about heterosexual relationships and marriage and a traditional nuclear family, why aren't we going to talk to them about other entirely legitimate lifestyle based on a biological difference?
Furthermore, it's nobody else's business.
Correct. But we're not talking, they're making the impression, you see, it's Tucker Carlson, they're sexualizing kids, that somehow they're showing naked pictures of quote-unquote indecent acts to kindergartners. That's not happening. It's a smear. And they're doing it. Here's the thing with the CJs of the world. It's being done by political figures to gain power, to terrify people, divide, damage public education, and then win elections with it out of the backlash they're creating with there being no foundation for it. And CJ apparently wants to be manipulated and abused and treated like a pawn of the real power brokers in our society.
CJ, quickly.
It's a fact that it was being taught, and the law affects kids between K and 3.
What was being taught, CJ?
You distort
what?
What's the that? Name.
What was being taught?
You distort. Can I respond? You distort the
what,
name.
I want to know what was being taught. That it was a fact.
Answer the question, CJ.
Well, if he stops talking over me,
well, what was CJ, being taught, CJ?
Hey, CJ.
What was being taught?
Hold on, CJ.
There you go again.
CJ, he's my guess. Okay? So you're not going
to
you,
answer the question.
Well, then answer his question.
The mere fact that you distort the name to sell your platform is it's K through 3. How about we teach kids we're failing in teaching them to read, writing, and arithmetic? It's not the Don't Say Gay bill.
What was being taught for that bill, CJ? Can you answer one question, please? Please.
What's the question?
What was being taught? What were they teaching these K through third grade? What were they teaching specifically?
Look at the Florida law, Sam.
Well, you can't answer my question, CJ. Why can't you tell me?
I can answer the
question. Please do.
Okay. Is it okay to teach sexual orientation in class by the teacher?
Why would your child not be taught sexual orientation to self-love? Like, I can't.
Responsibility.
All right.
Not the teachers.
CJ. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Craig, and therein is something that's going on internally in this nation that is going to keep the nation separated. And I don't see how we get out of that, Dr. Craig. I really don't see how we get beyond that, because there's so many CJs in this country. You know what I mean?
Here's the core. There have always been CJs, so to speak, right? It's that we have a power structure, a whole Republican Party, a whole major party in a two-party system that is committed to using those fears and those attitudes to gain power, and actually to undermine democracy. And the fact that it shows a total disrespect for their own constituency when they feel free to lie to them, right? And so it's actually part of the corrosive attack on democracy. This really started as a conspiracy against democracy 50, 60 years ago, once we started becoming a multiracial democracy, the Voting Rights Act, led by some extreme right-wing billionaires that have developed through a lot of money the predominant view and taken over the Republican Party. And that's a scary thing. The only solution, Earl, is to defeat them. In other words, I mean defeat them through democracy. I don't mean by violence. That would destroy our country and change us. I mean, we still have the vote, even though it's been diminished. And we need to use it. We need to win elections soon, and then we need to become a majority. There really is a chance the Democrats, if we get better at this and people get more activated, could become the dominant ruling party, say like we were in the New Deal era, right, and the post-World War II era. And that just needs to happen now. That is probably the only solution, but it requires the public really to get bought in and to be motivated, not to be cynical, not to turn away. And if you think about convincing CJ, then you get cynical. If you think about winning and making CJ's voice a marginal voice, then that is possible still.
You know, Dr. Craig, that is well said. You're not going to move CJ and people of his ilk. They're not going to move. They're gonna continue to stay in that bunker that they're in. And you're not going to convince them of anything. You are right. The people who CJ supports, especially on the political spectrum, the more you force them out, the better opportunity you have to make it a better place.
You saw that CJ doesn't need facts. CJ doesn't know what they were teaching. CJ believed they wouldn't have introduced the bill by that nicer title if they, and I didn't make up the don't say gay, but if it's an imaginary bill responding to an imaginary problem just for political purposes, it should be called something other than the propagandistic name that Governor DeSantis and his colleagues gave it, right? And Governor DeSantis, you know this, Earl, he's the threat to be the scarier Donald Trump, who's smarter and it can actually pull off a coup.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, really watch Governor DeSantis.
Well, you're right, because he's MAGA, you know. He's saying the exact same things that Donald Trump was saying that got people to follow him, only DeSantis is a lot smarter than Donald Trump. And he comes and he kind of sanitizes a little more what Donald Trump stands for.
And he goes more into the culture politics than Donald Trump, actually. And I saw him. I didn't know about him. He'd been in Congress. I actually happened to tune in. I was channel surfing, I think, the gubernatorial debate when he first ran against, remember Andrew Gilliam,
yes,
African-American mayor,
yes,
of Tallahassee?
It
was a very close race. And I was watching that, and I've met Andrew Gilliam since. He comes around to progressive circles, like some of the advocacy groups I go to national events at. And I was scared of Ron DeSantis. I go, this guy is dangerous. This is one of the worst, the most effective, the most mean and malicious that I've seen. And I was very disappointed when he pulled out a close race, and he unfortunately has justified my fears.
So you know, Dr. Craig, we're out of time for now. But thank you, as always. Really appreciate having you on. We'll bring you back next Friday. And we'll continue to fight.
Take care, Earl. Always great to be with you.
Always. Thank you, Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.